شكرا سيدي الرئيس، نضم صوتنا إلى بيان الولايات المتحدة. هناك بالإضافة إلى ذلك عدة قضايا تبقى في النص التاريخي، فإن بعض المواد لا تعكس المعايير المقبولة بشكل تقليدي. مصطلح ضحية في 1.1 ينبغي أن يستبدل بكلمة الشاكي أم مقدم الشكوى، واستخدام كلمة ضحية في هذا النص هو مصطلح يستخدم من قبل الطرف الثالث وليس من قبل الشخص الذي تعرض للضرر. إن تحديد الأذى للضحايا المباشرين تحدده المحاكم التي تنظر في هذه الحالات. المادة الأولى
Not only does no such right exist in international human rights law, but its insertion will ultimately lead to interpretive inconsistency. This phrase should be deleted. Concerning Article 1.3, defining business activity.
للأسف تتوقف الترجمة لرداءة الصوت.
Must be linked to trade, commerce, or other economic action. This definition should be made more precise. We have serious concerns about the inclusion of business conducted by electronic means. Given the pace of digitalization, the complexity of digital networks and transaction, and the potential negative consequence of this type of liability on SMEs, the imprecision of this definition needs to be clarified or the clause should be deleted. Similar issues arise with the definition of business relationships in Article 1.5 as capturing any other structure or relationship, including activities taken by electronic means. This ambiguous language would extend due diligence duties and liability beyond the scope of a business's contractual relationships where they have little to no leverage or control. The UNGPs and the OECD M&E guidelines provide a clear definition of business relationships that should be mirrored here. Those instruments define business relationships as relationships with business partners, entities in its value chain, and on any other non-state or state entity directly linked to its business operations, products, or services. We also wish, lastly, to align ourselves with comments made by IOE, and we will be providing our written edits to via email. Thank you.